saying hello to Aaron Curtis of Midco in Bloomington. Aaron, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jim. Doing well over here. Another nice summer day here this morning. We are seeing some lower prices here this morning to start the week out, with the market continuing to talk about better weather profile we've seen over the last few days. September corn at 382, down 10 and 1/2. We have East corn at 392 and a quarter, down 10 and 1/2. March corn at 402 and 3/4, down an even 10 cents. East of 16 corn at 402, down 7 cents. August soybeans at 978, down 13 and 1/4. November soybeans at 949, down 16 cents. November of 16 beans at 918, down 5 and 1/2. Chicago wheat September at 508 and 3/4, down 3 cents. December wheat at 516 and 3/4, down 3 cents. Next July of 2016, wheat at 529, down 3 and 1/2. Real quick on the Kansas City wheat September, Kansas City wheat at 505 and a half, down 1 and 3/4. Bees at 525 and 3/4, down 1 and 1/2. July 16, Kansas City at 552 and 1/2, down 5 and 1/4. Like I previously mentioned here, basically continuing to trade mostly a better weather profile here. We have been drier, especially in some of those wetter areas, the areas that continue to look good. Iowa and Minnesota continue to receive some rain, so continue to hear talk of better yield potential out there. Crop ratings this afternoon expected to show some improvement on the drier weather here, looking for corn and soybean ratings to improve by 1 to 2% here this morning, or excuse me, this afternoon. So that's got the market with a little bit of a negative bias here to start the week. We have seen quite the run-up, over the past couple weeks. We've taken a large part of that rally away now that the weather has dried out and the trade is anticipating at least some yield stabilization here as we move forward. Still, obviously, a lot of weather to go. It's supposed to be fairly warm here the next couple days, fairly dry. Most of the rain isolated to the northern parts of the Corn Belt. And then expected to be a little cooler next week, which the trade views as favorable here to start the first week in August. A couple things to look forward to here as we move through the week. Of course, the end of another month. And, of course, we'll have first notice day for August contracts. That includes the August soybeans here on Friday. Export inspections out this morning. Still some ongoing concern about demand here for this fall for both corn and soybeans. If you look at the cumulative numbers here that we've sold for the 15-16 year, they run well behind last year, really run well behind each of the last 4 years. So that continues to cause some concern for the market. We are seeing the dollar weaker, crude oil also weaker, and continuing concerns about the Chinese economy, Jim.